Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 2nd, 2021. I'm Rich Droppolino. Twitter announced it's exploring a trusted friends feature, which would let users send tweets viewable by a select group of followers. Other features under development include reply language prompts, which will prompt users replying with language that the original poster doesn't want to see, and facets, which lets users set different personas, like work or personal, that can be followed separately. The Federal Trade Commission held its first open meeting in over 20 years, voting to rescind a 2015 decision to limit its power over unfair methods of competition to explicit violations of existing antitrust law, which would allow the FTC to now file lawsuits against misconduct that might not violate classical antitrust law. The FTC also voted to let individual commissioners launch staff investigations into specific industries and to simplify the rulemaking process for prohibiting unfair or deceptive acts or practices. FTC Chair Lina Khan plans to hold monthly public meetings going forward. 2 days after Didi went public on the New York Stock Exchange, the Chinese government announced it's conducting a cybersecurity review of the ride-hailing giant, during which time new users will not be able to sign up for service. In its IPO prospectus, Didi did warn that it could not guarantee investors that the regulatory authorities will be satisfied with their self-inspection results and that the company will receive greater and continued attention and scrutiny from regulators. General Motors announced it's the first investor in an Australian company called Controlled Thermal Resources, which plans to extract lithium from the Salton Sea geothermal field near Los Angeles, with GM getting first rights on any lithium extracted. The project is expected to begin lithium production in 2024 and would be used in GM's Ultium battery cells. Currently, the U.S. has only one lithium production site. Bloomberg sources say that for more than a year, Amazon has held talks with several workplace productivity app makers about forming a so-called Rebel Alliance to take on the Microsoft 365 suite and other services, where Amazon Web Services would be offered in partnership with a bundle of business applications sold for a single price. These potential partners allegedly include Dropbox, Slack, and Smartsheet, among others. Security researchers at Northeastern University purchased 86 used Echo Dot devices and found all previous passwords and tokens remain on the flash memory, even after a factory reset, through a variety of techniques that required physical access to the memory chips. The researchers proposed a possible mitigation would be to encrypt the user data partition, which they said could be done in a firmware update and not degrade performance. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple plans to launch a pilot program called Retail Flex to test a hybrid in-store and work-from-home schedule for retail employees. While at home, workers would handle online sales, customer service, and technical support. As part of its redirect initiative, Facebook began testing sending notifications to users asking if they are concerned that someone they know might be becoming an extremist or if they've been exposed to extremist content. Both notifications redirect users to a support page with links to advocacy groups. Humble Bundle software bundles have traditionally allowed users to specify how much of their money would go to a specific charity, up to 100%. Starting in mid-July, Humble Bundle will require a minimum amount of funds to go to Humble Bundle, between 15 to 30%, with new sliders available at that time showing how much of funds will go to charity. Opera released a version of its browser optimized for Chromebooks based on its existing Android app. The Opera browser for Chromebooks includes support for keyboard shortcuts, integrations with Messenger apps like WhatsApp, Telegram, and Facebook Messenger, as well as a VPN and a crypto wallet. After launching in beta back in October, Facebook's cloud gaming service, creatively named Facebook Gaming, expanded support to 98% of the mainland United States, as well as opening availability in Canada and Mexico. The service initially launched with 5 games and now has over 25 mostly mobile titles, including Assassin's Creed Rebellion, as part of a partnership with Ubisoft. Sony's previously announced Xperia 1 III smartphone is now available for pre-order, shipping August 19th in the US for $1,299.99. The photography-focused phone offers a variable periscope-style telephoto lens on top of typical 2021 Android flagship specs like a Snapdragon 888 SoC and a 120Hz 4K OLED screen. Nikkei Asia sources say Intel and Apple began testing chip designs using TSMC's 3-nanometer production technology, with commercial output expected to begin from TSMC by the second half of 2022. Apple will reportedly use the chips in upcoming iPads, and Intel confirmed it's working with TSMC for its 2023 product lineup. And finally, the blue screen of death, or BSOD, has been the crash screen displayed by Windows for decades. Windows 11 will also feature a BSOD, but the color is changing to black, though the overall look remains consistent with the redesign introduced in Windows 8. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.